morning.
Morning.
Sean, what did you think about the way the defense has played the last 6 weeks?
Say it again.
What sticks out about the way the defense has played over the last 6 weeks?
I would say this. I think we've done a good job of contesting throws, and I think that we've done a good job of disrupting the timing, whether it's been the quarterback or the routes. And yet there's still a handful of things that we're working to improve on. But I think in yesterday, each one's been a little different too now. Yesterday's game, I thought we really played the run well, and they became one-dimensional. And I thought we really did a good job covering them.
Sean, at the midpoint of the season, do you feel like you have a good feel for the identity of this team and how it responded from that start?
Well, look, I think that's – to answer your question, I would say a lot better than the start of the season, and yet I think they're still establishing, you know, who and what they're going to be. But yeah, I mean, this is a, you know, group that likes to compete, and I think, you know, we've gained confidence, and some of these games have unfolded differently than maybe expected, but I think that's still a process that we're finding out. I mean, I think there's things that are taking place right before our eyes, and we're working to correct and improve on, and I think, you know, through that performance, you know, you're seeing guys, you know, come in and play with a little bit more of a swagger and a little bit more of a confidence, and that's encouraging.
I know injuries are expected, but the offensive line, have you experienced anything like this? I think three guys have played left tackle, three have played right, three have played left guard.
Listen, I hopefully it can settle down some, but no, it's a little bit unusual, and you know, guys have done a good job of adjusting.
And Sean, on the offensive line, how much has it helped that, you know, Max has been as reliable, you know, with the changes that have happened at the guard spots?
Well, I think it helps a lot with communication. I think, you know, him rehabbing and getting back, you know, both he and Teron were on schedule, ahead of schedule, and that was significant. So, but he is someone that is responsible for a lot of the communication up front, and he's having a great year.
Coach, good morning. Yesterday you had two muff punts, Ted Ginn and obviously Willie Snead. When you look at the tape, how much of that is them trying to do too much, or is it just a matter of...
I think that's a good question, but it's not... It's look, we have to be able to, in the NFL, when we're faced with a situation where a team's punting in, you know, where normally it's a fair catch or a let it bounce decision, we've got to be able to catch that ball 100% of the time, and we'll find someone that can. Because it's not, you know, Herbie, it's not like those are rarely return situations. You know, those are generally, you know, at that landmark of secure the catch here or let it fall here. And we just need someone that's reliable enough to do that.
Got it.
Okay. Sean, do you think you have someone on the roster right now that can?
We'll see. If I had him and I knew he could, I'd have put him out there. And I feel like Snead and I feel like Ginn can do that, but we've got to know it. And, you know, we got away with the one at Green Bay, and now yesterday, you know, look, obviously we've got to do a better job coaching it.
Coach, Deshaun Jackson mentioned that he saw some different looks from the defense than they had on film. Was that part of the game plan?
Each week it is. You know, you're always trying to mix things up, and yet, you know, plan for the team you're playing. And so it's not like there's subtle changes. It might be third down, who's covering who. It might be, how many you're going to rush. I mean, I think that happens week to week in our league.
Coach, I know you're not one to embrace your personal and professional achievements, but yesterday you passed Vince Lombardi on the all-time wins list. What does that mean to you when you passed a legendary guy like Vince Lombardi?
Man, until you just said that, I didn't realize it, and I feel like I feel like it's early in my career. Been with a lot of good teams and a lot of good players, and I just feel like it's such a team game that it's hard to look at individual numbers like that. I mean, look, yesterday they gave me a hard time. It was the 100th win a regular season, and I got a ball from Breeze, and then Mickey congratulated Pete Carmichael and the same way, and Pete said, well, I'm already at 107 or 106 because he was here in 12. So, you know, there's so many guys that are involved in winning a game, and I think it's a privilege to be able to coach and work with guys, work with young players too. But go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to let you know, you currently sit 41st all-time combined wins, regular season and postseason.
Well, listen, I'm for trying to get that lower.
Okay. Sean, how has Okafor compared to the expectations from when you signed him?
I think he's done a good job. He's been very steady. He's a pro's pro. He's smart. I think he comes to work every day. I think he's been a good leader for us, too. So I'm encouraged with how he's played.
And I know you preach, not to look ahead or look at, big picture. You want the guys focused on the week coming up.
That's right.
But how much do you think, the trials and tribulations that a lot of your players have gone through the past few years have maybe helped them keep that focus as they've been winning this year?
Oh, I don't know. I think there's a lot of new faces on this team, and I think they look at it like, it's their own identity. I don't think necessarily they draw to responsibilities or team mistakes 3 years ago. I mean, there's obviously a number of players that were here 3 years ago, but I think it's viewed more about this season, and certainly the guys that have been here understand how close these games can come down to, and whether it's a two-minute drive, a goal line situation, and so I think there's that balance of understanding, how quickly and how close things are in our league, with other teams and week to week, and then appreciating that week in the preparation, in the moment of that game. All right, guys, thanks.
Thanks, Coach.